This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the Pirates, they're kind of a disaster. The off-the-field stuff that we've talked about now for a couple of months, the on-the-field performance hasn't been good. Bob Nutting addressed some of those things with Jason Mackey in the Post-Gazette on Friday, and got to give Mackey a ton of credit. I thought he asked great initial questions. It's not any owner's prerogative to always answer questions honestly. You're going to get a lot of coach-type speak, political-type speak, and I thought he got some of that from Bob Nutting, but then followed up and really held his feet to the fire. Just a great job by Mackey. I want to criticize Mackey. He called me stupid right to my face 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
For my Paul Skeens comments. So I would rip Mackey a new one here if I thought that he did a bad job. He did an outstanding job. And one of the answers from Bob Nutting was about Ben Cherington and why Ben wasn't let go when Derek Shelton was let go. And Bob said this, quote, "I don't think that blowing everything up 38 games into the year is going to help us. I think that would be distracting. I think that could get us off track," end quote. Listen, you're off track. I'm going to ask a question later in the show, Doran, that I think could be an unpopular question among Pirates fans. Should they trade Andrew McCutchen? We'll get into that. McCutchen's interview right after Shelton was fired was eye-opening to me. His answers were very strange. We'll get into that later on in the show. We still got a lot of Steeler stuff to get into. This thing's off the track already. You're going to move guys at the deadline. IKF comes to mind. Andrew Heaney comes to mind. There could be others. You have the MLB draft coming up. I don't want this guy making another trade as the front-facing face of this Pirates regime. I don't want him making another draft pick as that man. I don't think because you stunk for 38 games and you think it could get worse, you hang on to the guy. That reasoning did not and does not make much sense to me, Doran.
Well, Haney, I think it's kind of a situation like who's gonna fulfill that duty? If we
me for 80K,
yeah, for 80K, you would do it. Would
the guy who's gonna flush his boxer shorts down right. The toilet could do a better job than Ben Cherington right now.
Well, I mean, like for real though, like who would? I think whenever you're in a position like that, it's like it's not like you can just hire a general manager in season. Like you can't just go on a GM search and then hire somebody to come in and to make the adequate moves that you need to be that need to be made during the season, like you said, the draft and the trade deadline. Like, I kind of understand where he's coming from because, like, who if you're going to fire the GM, you're probably going to fire the regime under the GM too. So what, are you just going to keep whoever it is, the director of scouting is going to be the next person that does all the trades and drafts the next pick, and then you get rid of him too after the season, after you already got rid of Cherington? Like, it just, I don't know if it flows.
Logistically speaking, it could be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that, and had he said that, I would have gone, I don't love it, but I get it from that standpoint. And he probably feels that way, but didn't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably how that went. But I think that would be distracting. I think it would get us off track. You're off track. That's why you're firing the manager. So a different answer would have probably sufficed for me. I just don't want to see this guy run the organization anymore. And it was really eye-opening to me on Friday when we talked to Noah Hyles, and he thinks that Ben Cherington's got a shot to be the guy next year.
That's the push and pull, I think, with Donnie Kelly here. Like, as much as we want to see Donnie Kelly do well, and if he does do well, we do believe that he'll get a legit opportunity to be in the manager, but that means that who else has done well
right
in this transition?
And it does beg the question, okay, yeah, Shelton's out, Cherington remains. Is it the distraction thing? Is it the organizational chaos thing that we've just talked about? Or is there still some inherent belief that Ben Cherington knows what he's doing? I mean, we did just get done saying that the number two prospect in all of baseball, Bubba Chandler, will be here in the relative near future. Skeens, Jones, Keller, Chandler, Barco, Oviedo. I mean, they've got a deep crop of young pitchers here. Cherington has done that well.
Well, yeah, I don't think we've really ever criticized him about his pitching prospects.
We've never
criticized that.
And you know what, Doran? If Chandler comes up and is what we think he can be, and I hope to God we see Jared Jones this year and it looks like it did last year, those are massive selling points for the next GM. Like, it should not have to be we're unplugging this cartridge, blowing in it, and plugging it back in, a total reset. You just need to add a few hitters here. I mean, really, if this rotation can pitch up to, let me state it this way. If this rotation can pitch up to its ability level, then that's a pretty damn good place to start with O'Neill Cruz if you're the next GM coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cherington's going to get no credit for it if and when this organization wins with some of these starters, but he has done one thing, not even just a little bit well, but really well, and that's build the rotation out. It's his absolute inability to identify hitting talent that is why they're in the position they're in right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.